This is an All Ears English Podcast, episode 40, Wisdom Wednesdays, three ways to be an entrepreneur with your English learning. Welcome to the All Ears English Podcast, where you'll finally get real native English conversation. Now here are your hosts, Lindsay McMahon, the English adventurer, and Gabby Wallace, the language angel, coming to you from Boston, Massachusetts, USA. In this episode, you'll learn how to think like an innovator and how to make English your business.
Hey, Gabby, what's up?
Hey, how's it going, Lindsay?
It's going well. Feeling good today.
So
today,
great.
Yeah, today we're going to be talking about how learners can take an entrepreneurial kind of perspective and way of learning with their English.
Oh, that sounds really cool.
Yeah.
I think that would be really helpful for all of us.
I hope so. So some of these ideas actually came from my blog. So I run a blog and a tutoring company called English and Culture. So these came from www.englishandculture.com/blog. And this is from a post about how learners can be entrepreneurs with their English. And so what was the first suggestion that we wanted to give, Gabby?
Yeah, be picky about who you spend time with.
What does it mean to be picky?
Be selective.
Selective.
Yeah.
Why is that important?
Well, as an English language learner, it's important because you want to spend time with people who are either English speakers or they're learning English, or they have strong motivation to learn a language, or they at least support your goal of learning English.
Definitely. So it's not just about their level of English. It's also, as you said, it's about their level of commitment, enthusiasm.
Right.
As we said in a recent episode, it's important to be enthusiastic. So you really become who you spend time with. That's
yes.
Another quote by Jim Rohn. I think he said something like, you become the average of the four people you spend the most time with.
Yeah.
Super, super, super important if you're trying to do anything, if you're trying to start a business, and if you're trying to learn a language.
Right.
Okay.
I totally agree. We have another good tip for being an entrepreneur with
mm-hmm.
English language. What was that one, Lindsay?
So that one is pivot if something isn't working. So to pivot is to take small movements, make small changes. An entrepreneur creates an experiment, measures the results, and then changes, pivots based on the results. So that's
mm-hmm.
what we want you guys to do with your English. We want you to try something new, such
mm-hmm.
as, what could you try, for example?
Oh, listening to a podcast
a method.
To learn English.
Yeah, a good method.
Yeah.
Especially the All Ears English podcast,
Absolutely. Of
course.
Yeah.
So try a method, try out All Ears English, and see if it works. And then measure the results.
Yeah.
You know, a few months later, go out and see if you're actually learning the phrases that we're trying to teach you. Are you being inspired? If you're not, then maybe we're not for you, and that's okay.
Right.
But you need to keep searching until you find the right method.
Right. Agreed. Okay, we have another tip for you. Say it even if you don't believe it. So this it, for example, it could be say that you speak English. Even if you don't believe that you are a fluent English speaker, say that you speak English, because it's really the difference between people talking to you in English and not. I mean, if I ask Lindsay, do you speak English?
I'm trying to learn, but it's not going so well.
Well, then, I might think, oh, well, she doesn't know English. I'm not going to speak with her. But if Lindsay says it's true, I say, hey, Lindsay, do you speak English?
I do. Absolutely.
Oh, great. Well, then now I'm going to make an effort to speak to her in English. So just go with it and say you do speak English.
Yeah, because you do. You've been learning your whole life. We know you've been learning your whole life.
Right.
And so step into your power and say that you're an English speaker.
Well, and think of it this way. Speaking English doesn't mean that you know every single word in the English language. Probably no one alive.
I don't know. We don't know every word in the English language.
But if you speak a few words in English, you speak English.
Absolutely. That's perfect. So try to follow these three tips to become an entrepreneurial English learner, and your English will take off.
Great strategies.
Awesome.
Hey, Lindsay, so I've heard some of your students have been using the premium transcripts for this podcast. Tell me about that.
Yeah, you know, this podcast is fantastic if you want to have some fun and you want to learn a little bit, you want to get a little bit of motivation for your English. But, you know, my students are actually really, really serious about improving, and I'm excited about that. That's why I'm working with them. And so for them, the way for them to actually really improve is to use the premium transcripts. So we've been using those in class together. And they've been able to learn a ton.
Yeah, actually, my students too, they read the transcripts. You can read them out loud. You can do some shadowing with the transcripts as well. You can look up vocabulary. You can do a lot of things. I don't want to go on and on, but the premium transcripts are super helpful. And we want to encourage those of you who are serious about improving your English this new year to try them out. You can find them at allearsenglish.com/conversations.
All right, so please check it out. Thanks, guys.
Thank you.
Thanks for listening to the All Ears English podcast. We're here to help you learn English, and you can help us by leaving a 5-star review on iTunes. See you next time.